Mom, Dad, I'm not throwing shade, but the whole New Year's resolution thing, kind of slipping, no offense. Anyway, my best friend Jenny's dad, crushing it. He uses Blue Apron. He says he ordered one pan assemble and bake meals and these things called meal kits. They're all super easy to make. He keeps yelling, protein and fiber, baby. Also, the food, we tried it. So good. So maybe you check it out or whatever. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
We are first joined by Michael Nygren. He is part of the Stop the Metro. You've seen the signs if you've driven along Niagara Falls Boulevard. And Michael joins us this morning. Michael, thank you so much for joining us on this Sunday morning.
Hey, thank you for having me. It's a thrill to be on.
Now, Michael, we all know the Metro Rail, and I think most people know that the plan is to expand this to UB North. But the way the plan is written now is something you guys would like changed. State what your case is.
Right now they have it. They're preferring this locally preferred alternative, which runs down Main Street to Kenmore Avenue, down Niagara Falls Boulevard, up Maple Road, through Sweet Home, and then ultimately Audubon Parkway. The first section of the plan, it requires tunneling. A lot of it with explosives, dynamite, which we are concerned about with the damage that will do to the surrounding areas. We've been in discussion with insurance agents from the previous line, the initial main line, and those explosives radiate out about a quarter of a mile. So they filled insurance claims for homes that were out a quarter of a mile. So this affects quite a bit of people. We estimate about 10,000 homes and businesses will be impacted by this construction project. And we just don't see the need for it. We see bus rapid transit as a suitable solution for this issue. Well, the main issue that they're talking about is carbon neutrality. Well, you could solve that with electric buses. It doesn't move enough passengers. Too much wait time for pickup. Add more buses. Add more throughput. Time consuming through route congestion. Create a dedicated bus line at certain hours of the day to prioritize mass commuting. Everything that they are proposing with a metro rail can be solved with expanded buses, and that's what we are suggesting. That's what we are encouraging. So we don't believe that the cost is appropriate, and it will be a large financial cost for the taxpayers. Right now, the taxpayers are on the hook for about $47 million in unrestricted mortgage tax that goes directly to the NFTA. So you still see dilapidated ticketing systems and stations in disrepair. So that says to me that the volume of ridership is not adequate and does not pay for the current systems, and expanding it further is premature. If they do expand it, then it will be up to taxpayers to support it. So that is our objection to the current plan.
Now, Michael, this group, is this group made up of people that live in the parts of town that will be impacted?
Well, on our website, we have a petition posted at stopthemetro.com, and people are signing that from all over the city. This may be people who are, who experienced the initial mainline construction, and they feel that this is not necessarily an appropriate mode of transportation for Buffalo at this time. So right now we have about 550 signatures. That includes online at change.org, and as well as handwritten signatures. And that we've only had the petition posted for about a month. So I expect that number of signatures to grow to about well over 1,000 in a month from now. So this affects all of Buffalo. This is not just our area. This is something that is going to be problematic for our entire community. Right now, the largest ridership from the University Station to the north is the UB students. Now, the people who are touting this plan, they say there's 20,000 riders daily. Well, that is not an accurate number because that only exists 7 months out of the year. Right now, we don't have 20,000 riders daily to UB North Campus. I mean, these are the people who primarily want this, is the UB, so that, because they do have some bottlenecking with students, and I've seen that, being a UB student, I've seen how the private bus company that they use, the Stampede, which cost them about $500,000 a year, gets, backed up. But we are saying that, look, we understand UB is a big contributor to jobs in the area. They're the number one employer in the region, and we should contribute. We should contribute. The city should contribute something to UB. But we're saying, increase the throughput of busing, and that will solve the bottlenecking. The bus bunching is what they're calling it. So rather than having just one linear path that goes directly to UB, which is what they have right now, and I'm sure students would prefer that so that they can get to class on time, have more routes so that, so there is another route that goes through the retail areas if students want to go shopping or something like that. So the main issue now is the students. The students, they need transportation from UB South Campus to North Campus, and that is the main ridership that would be using this rail. So right now, if you live in our area, you see the buses are relatively empty. There is nobody on those buses, and actually they're cutting bus routes. So we are questioning the demand for this monstrosity 33-ton vehicle moving up the middle of the boulevard with four passengers on it. It just makes no sense to us. So that's where our position is, and I believe a lot of people are thinking that along the same lines as we are.
Michael, just to play devil's advocate here, you talk about the riders on the current rail line from South Campus to the arena. The argument would be, well, if we expand the rail, you'll get more riders. Is that something that you disagree with?
Well, out in the suburbs, there's less a reason for people to ride up here. We don't have major events happening, like downtown. There's not a need for it. We don't see a need for it aside from the university campuses. They say, okay, if we build it, it will come. Well, that's what they said about the previous line, and we didn't really see that. That was not really, that didn't really come to fruition. On the contrary, actually, it degraded a lot of businesses, and it still hasn't come back to where it was at one particular point. Granted, economic environment back then was also degrading, and they thought, we'll build this rail to beef up development, but it never did. It never did come to its ideal. It didn't live up to the ideals that were set forth to create the Metro. But like I said, I'm not opposed to Metro Rail. We just don't think that it's appropriate at this time. We just don't see the need for it at this particular time. If in the future the demand would be there, then of course you would need to supplement it. But if you look at all the big cities that have light rail, there is a robust system there as well. It's not just light rail. And so it all works together. We have neither here. We don't have a robust bus system, evident by the fact that we don't even have a shuttle anywhere from the rail line that goes directly to the airport. So we don't have a successful subway system either. It's the ticketing system is outdated. It's old. Much of the stations are in disrepair. And that tells me that the ridership is not adequate enough to support the existing system. So if you want to extend it further, that means the taxpayers will be on the hook to support the existing system and any proposed expansion.
Michael, let me ask you, have you been contacted by NFTA? Have you contacted NFTA or the environmental study that's going on? Have the people conducting that contacted anyone in the group?
No, but we see them doing their work. So that was the actually the thing that alerted me to the fact that this is going on. Actually, I had no clue that this was going on. And this is why I think it's so great that you have this on the show, because the public needs to be informed about this. Everybody I speak to say they are completely uninformed. So the last draft environmental impact survey they did was during the height of the pandemic. Nobody was really paying attention. So we see the workers now out there plotting the utilities and doing geological surveys. And we've asked them, and they said point blank that's what they were doing, which makes total sense because that goes along with the schedule that they have on their website where they intend to release a new draft environmental impact survey. Open and then opening it up to public comment. And this is kind of what we are all about. We are initiating the public dialogue, maybe before the fact, but we want to get our word out there and tell and report to people what we are seeing, what we are seeing here on the ground. There's a lot of surveys. There's a lot of discussions. There's a lot of ideological, studies and things like that. But what we are seeing on the ground does not support those studies. What we are seeing on the ground does not say that this is a good idea at this point in time.
On your website, you mentioned, local family-owned businesses that would be impacted. Have owners or people associated with those businesses joined your group?
Absolutely, yes. Yes, we have businesses up and down Niagara Falls Boulevard with signs in their windows, and we have one business, Hector's Hardware, is taking petitions. Signatures. So they have a petition. They've collected about more than 200 signatures, and I give a lot of kudos to Hector's Hardware. We have many businesses that have put out signs and have expressed an interest to help. So we have a volunteer form on our website if people are interested to fill out to let us know in what capacity they're willing to help out, to basically spread the word, get the word out, because we're confident that when people understand what the details are of this proposal, that they will also be interested in stopping the Metro proposal. That's really what we are, stop the Metro proposal. We're not interested in stopping the Metro. We're interested in stopping the Metro proposal.
All right. Hey, Michael kicks off our show. As we said, we will have the person from Citizens for Regional Transit. And Michael, before you go, you have had conversations with members of Citizens for Regional Transit, correct?
Yes. We had Jim Gordon over here in our home, in my home, after one of the meetings we had. And he was very informative and helpful. He gave us some information about their concerns. And like I said, we agree with some of those concerns, but like I said, we just think it's not the time and place for a light rail. And they're interested in maybe possibly rerouting it or proving. So let's be clear. This type of development is major. It's a major development. It will involve thousands of homes, thousands of insurance claims. This is not something that should be taken lightly. And we're seeing the term NIMBYs being tossed around to describe people who oppose the metro in our area. They think, well, it's in your backyard. That's why you don't want it. Well, for those people, we live in a very diverse neighborhoods. We have the Oxford and Princeton Court apartments up the street, for example, which are very large HUD complexes in the neighborhood. That's two sets of HUD housing, 1/8 of a mile apart. Beautiful apartments, by the way. Everybody coexists very nicely. And for what it's worth, those apartments were just recently remodeled this summer through an HUD assistance program. And they, too, will be impacted with damaged foundations, et cetera, and et cetera. In other words, this project is an abomination for a very diverse population. And I say it's, in fact, NIMBYs that are wanting it because they don't want it in their own backyards. They think, oh, this is an HUD housing in that area, so it's okay to do all that demolition there. So, in fact, it's the small, diverse businesses who live and service the HUD complex that will be forced to close. This is essentially the antithesis of the Justice 40 initiative that President Biden has requested. The project will disadvantage the impoverished even further. And that's another reason why we are against it.
All right. Michael Nygren, he is with Stop the Metro. Michael, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Sure, Joe. Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.